I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. On this Veterans Day, I want you to imagine you are a vet. You've served, been deployed, maybe even gotten injured, maybe you're decorated. And then despite all that, you get back stateside only to be told you're getting deported. These are complicated stories quite often, not cut and dry, but they are painful for the vets who get deported, and we're going to speak to one of them now. Hector Barajas was born in Mexico but grew up in California. He was a legal permanent resident when, in the mid-1990s, he enlisted in the U.S. Army. These days he lives in Tijuana. Hector, tell us first, why were you deported?
I was deported in 2004 for a criminal conviction. I was in a vehicle where there was a discharge of a firearm, and I did a prison term of 2 years. But I did serve with the 82nd Airborne, and I put my life on the line on various peacetime operations, jumping out of airplanes. But we have many veterans that are Purple Hearts, that have served in Vietnam, and the Iraq War, Afghanistan, Gulf War, Kosovo, that are decorated, that are being deported.
So you served, and yet you and many other deported veterans admit you were convicted of various criminal offenses, and the law says that you have to be deported. So why should the U.S. government have done anything differently in your case?
When we went overseas, or when we wore the uniform, we were United States soldiers. When we come back from whether it was Vietnam or it was Iraq, we didn't have immigration checking our status or checking to see if we had green cards or we're U.S. citizens. At the same time, if I die today, I can be buried as an American, and then the United States government would pay for it.
Do any vets who are set for deportation, do they ever appeal?
You can appeal. We had a guy who appealed it. He was in detention for almost over 7 years. So a lot of men, they get tired of being separated from their families, and they just give up.
There once was a time when signing up for the armed forces in the U.S. meant you got citizenship. What happened to that?
There is a lot of promising of citizenship. A lot of the veterans during especially the Vietnam era, they thought that they were made U.S. citizens, but that wasn't the case. So what happens is there's misinformation, and they're not being counseled. They're not being given information that they're not U.S. citizens and they have to apply. So it's also a fault on the soldier for not making sure that that paperwork is done. There is a faster path towards citizenship now, and they have programs in place, but that was not the case when we were in.
So after you got deported to Mexico, what was life like?
I pretty much said I'm not staying in Mexico, and I ended up going back to the United States illegally. Got caught in 2009, and then that's when I pretty much decided to stay here and try to raise awareness about what's going on. And I'm the director of a deported veterans support house, so I have men here that either get deported or that have been deported.
What do you actually do for them?
We help them find work. We connect them with attorneys as well. And we connect them with other veterans, and we're also a hub, since nobody's really taking on the issue, we're the hub for our deported veterans. Right now I have veterans deported to 21 different countries. So I have men that reach out to me from Trinidad, Jamaica, Italy.
And all these people from all these countries, they've all served in the U.S. military.
They all served in the U.S. military, and they all had legal status. There are a few that got deported for no reason, but the majority of them had some kind of criminal conviction. Mm.
Tell me about just one of them, one of these veterans who sought shelter with you in the past. What's their story and why?
Well, let's talk about Al's case. Al is from Colombia. He served in the U.S. Army, 91 Bravo, during the Vietnam War. He's deported for writing a bad check for $300.
A bounce check?
A bounce check, yes. It's insane. So there's no violence tied in some of these cases. And no matter what you did, at the very least, help them with their VA health care.
Let me just ask you this, Hector. What does Veterans Day mean to you?
Veterans Day to me is we honor all veterans, and we're not being honored because we're not at those Veterans Day parades. I remember being in the United States and being able to even get a free meal at Applebee's. But those are the little things that, you know, that when I think of Veterans Day, there's all those things that being there with our brothers. But the most important thing is our families, because I'm separated from my 9-year-old daughter, and she's a beautiful little girl, and it is a struggle every day.
Hector Barajas in Tijuana, Mexico, thanks very much for speaking with us today, and we tip our hat to you on this Veterans Day.
Thank you.